The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so yesterday we did Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Sheni, Halacha Gimel. Kol ha-mizvada b'dvarim v'lo gamar b'libo lazav, harzeh doma l'tova v'sheretz b'yado. Anyone who confesses verbally but does not resolve in his heart to abandon the chait, he is comparable to one who tovels on a mikvah with a sheretz in his hand, with a source of tuma in his hand. She'in ha-tevila mo'eles ad she'ashlif ha-sheretz. That the tevila, the immersion, will not help or will not be effective until he lets go of the sheretz. And likewise, it says, one who admits his sin and abandons it will receive mercy. That's in Mishlei. And a person needs to specify the sin, as it says, that this people sinned a great sin and they made for themselves gods of gold. Okay, so our questions were, number one, what's up with the mashal of Tovel v'sheretz biado? I should say it like this. Number one, obviously, if you don't do tshuva and you just say that you did tshuva, then it's worthless, right? And so why does he even have to say this halakha? Okay, but given he says it, what is the mashal of the tovel v'sheretz biado? Okay, number two, what is Mishle adding? Okay, he says, v'chein hu omer umodav ozav yirucham, and v'chein to me, I said yesterday that whenever you have like two reasons for something, you always have to ask, why do you need both? You could say that v'chein just means like, and thus Mishle says, and it's all one idea, because I was looking at the Gemara that this is derived from, and the way the Gemara says it is, Adam sheish biado avira umizvada ve'eno chozer ba lamahu dome l'adam shetofis sheretz biado afilu tova b'chol meimos sheba'olam lo asa lo tevila zarko miado kaven shetava ba'arbaim sa miad asa lo tevila shene'emar umoza motiv ozav yirucham. So it says, as it says, one who, you know, it doesn't say it as a separate reason, but then it also quotes a second pasuk, ve'omer Nisal Vavina El Kapaim El Kel Bashmaim. Let us raise our hearts up. Let us raise our hearts to our palms to God in heaven. Okay, I want to work on the Gemara if we finish the Rambam. Okay, but that's that. Okay, so that was question number one. Why does he even need to say the halacha? Question number two, what does the mashal add? Question number three, why does he need Mishle? Question number four, didn't he already say this halacha in Perek Aleph when he's talking about Vidui? When he says, you're supposed to say, and I did such and such. So why is he repeating this halacha in two different prakim? Fifth question is, why does he include this v'tzarech lifrot esachet? You need to specify the sin. Why does he include that in the same halacha? Right? Sounds like a completely different topic. Those were our main questions. And by the way, just a side note, yesterday I was slamming on the Doofus Ramams. And one of the reasons to slam on the Doofus Ramams is because the editors of those Ramams made up their own divisions of the halacha. So they just made divisions wherever they wanted and just combined halachas wherever they wanted, whereas the Rambam made the divisions based on the conceptual, you know? So like here, it happens to be that the Doofus Ramams have it right. But this is exactly the type of thing where like the Doofus editor would be looking through this and say, oh, this seems like it should be a new halacha, chop the halacha, you know? So methodologically, this is like a good example of that. Okay, answers to any of those questions that anyone has. I know you're withholding your answer till the final judgment day, but yeah. About the what? About the mushroom? I don't remember what we said last week. Well, from the Kuntras, you mean? Yeah. Well, I actually have an idea based on the Kuntras, which I brought up, which I was gonna go through that, but yeah. Okay. Anyone have any answers to any of the questions? Let's start with the first half with the maybe we'll start with anywhere.
That's the question.
Yeah. Why does he even need to say this halacha? Because obviously if you say I did teshuva and you didn't do it, then it should be like totally worthless. So it doesn't even need to be said, you know? So why does he need to say, like, why is this even a halacha? Two, what does the mashal add? Three, what does the mishle add? Four, he already covered the specification of the chait in the first parak. And five, why is the specification of the chet and this thing about doing vidui without tshuva in one halacha? I don't know if that's the same order as the questions in last time, but those are the five questions. Yeah. Chaim, didn't you have something? Yes. Did you have an approach to something, or did you answer something yesterday?
I have thought about the sheriff together.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Like Apostle Hoffman would have that this wouldn't be like exactly the same.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only leading to why you need two answers.
Okay.
But like sheriff together is like you literally have the exact chetzos, like I guess by that in that sense.
Yeah.
Not so to speak, you have that in your hand when you're doing it. But
yeah.
Here, it's not you're not looking at the chet in the same way that as when you did it.
Okay.
I mean, the very thing that gives you the tumah that you're holding, but like.
That's interesting. I never heard that answer before.
Yeah, at the shas, like Avera, in your mind, it wasn't necessarily something that was bad.
Right.
But like here, it's still something that was bad, but you still haven't necessarily like regretted it. So
right.
It's undergone some sort of change in your mind, mm-hmm. but it's not quite at the level of like shuvah. So you think that like it's different in the sheretz.
Okay. In other words, and you're saying that because in the mushal, the fact that the guy is in the mikvah shows that he knows that he is Tameh and needs a mikvah, yet he just hasn't gotten rid of it yet. Is that what you're saying, or are you saying something different?
I'm saying a little different thing, which is that like the thing he's still attaching to, while mm-hmm. he's recognizing that it's bad, he's still attaching to like the actual like essence of the tumah.
Right.
Versus here, he's like
here
in the teshuvah. Like granted, it's like he's mm-hmm. setting the mikvah, but it's also a little bit more than that, in that like the Chepta has undergone a change and a shift in his mind.
So that's why I'm not clear. Where do you see that in the mushal, that the Chepta has undergone a change?
Oh, no,
Why do you need to plus a Mishlei? Okay, I didn't even realize you're talking about Mishlei. Yeah.
In the mushal,
yeah.
The Chepta is the same. In the Nimshal, you had done some change.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see. Yeah,
I got mixed up in what I was trying to talk about. So, yeah, that's why I think you would need a second thing, because you would think that if it was simply, if he had only brought the sheriff's case, and you would think that what the chefza, so to speak, has to be is the exact same chefza that you like did an avera with,
okay.
Like became not.
Yeah.
With,
yeah.
But in this case, from the fact, like the difference between like a sheriff's and like a mindset is that the sheriff's is the sheriff's, whether, you know, you're holding it here or it's over there.
Yeah.
But like, the mindset like shifts the chepta. It's like, I don't know, I'm trying to like look at that.
Okay, and where do you see that in the pasuk?
What's pasuk?
One who admits and abandons his sin will be granted mercy. And shot, by the way, is you need to do vidui and aziva sachet. And if you only do vidui, then if you only do vidui, then you don't get the mercy.
And vidui again is saying that you did something wrong?
It's saying the entire tshuva process. Ana Hashem kachasi vizi pshavi lefnacha, v'hari nichamti boshti b'mas, v'asisi kach v'kach, v'hari boshti nichlamti b'mas, I have any chuzer l'dabar zeh.
Okay, so we're saying, and then we're saying aziv eschid comes after that?
Aziv eschid is, no, so the order is, okay, let's go through the steps again.
No,
okay,
so, okay, yeah. That's why I got confused.
Aziv eschid.
The pasuk seems to be saying it's the other way around.
Yeah, that's a good question on the pasuk, right. Yeah.
So that's why I got confused.
But I think that's why the pasuk fits in very well. The pasuk says, one who modeh, who admits his sins, which the Rambam is saying is vidui, the ozev, and abandons the sin, gets mercy. It doesn't mean that you do it in that order. It means that if you're just modeh, then you don't get mercy. But if you're modeh the ozev, then you get mercy.
Okay, so then I think that would fit in because the Havamina by the sheretz would be that I have that different than the sheretz, I have I've said all the things that like I I'm confused myself.
Okay.
I have a point about the order.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, sure. Right, so I have, here's what I have for you today. Okay. I have a step, which is just one step, but I think methodologically it's important. And then I have a full answer, okay, which is unconnected to the step. Okay, so the independent step is, this is answering the question of why the Rambam needs to bring this down here and in Perek Aleph, okay? So what's a general methodological approach for when the Rambam codifies a halacha in two different places? If he brings down one halacha in two different places, for example, one I just happen to remember is he mentions that women are chayav in tefillah in the opening halachos of Hilchos Tefillah, and then buried at the end of Perek 6, he brings it down again, which I don't know the answer to that, but like that's, you know, so why would he bring down a halacha twice? Or let's say he codifies it once in this sefer and once in another sefer.
To show two different like aspects of
right, two different aspects or two different addresses. Yeah. So here's the move, which again, this is not going to lead anywhere. So what I want to say is, what's the subject of Perek Aleph? Vidui, right? And the subject of Pericheni? Tshuva. So I want to say that specifying the chet is a din in Vidui and it's a din in Tshuva. In other words, in the Maisa Vidui, the Tzuras Mitzvah of Vidui requires that you say the chet, okay, and specify it. But then specifying the chet is also a kium in the quality of your Tshuva, that it actually is part and parcel of doing full Tshuva. And if you can't specify the chet, I mean, he says later on what happens if you can't specify it, but in other words, it has two different places. In other words, don't think that specifying the chet is just like a formality that you have to do in Vidui. It is that, you know, you do have to specify it, but it also will help your Tshuva. Now, I'm not answering how, okay, but that's the step. And I just wanted to take the step to show like what the methodological principle is.
So would the nafkamina about whether or not it would only exist in Vidui versus also Tshuva be that if you weren't able to specify, you would think that there's something wrong with your Vidui, but like, and the only reason something wrong with your Tshuva is because you're lacking in your Vidui, versus this is saying that if you can't specify it, you're not lacking in the Tshuva because of the Vidui, it's also because of this, like, this this point of not being able to
specify. Exactly, yeah. And there are nafkaminas, yeah? In Pericheni, yeah, it's lacking the Tshuva, yeah.
Right.
No, it's not obviously lack of tshuva. In other words, I think you could reasonably say that if I do full tshuva on a chet, right? That's a separate thing that I'm not answering that question right now. I'm answering the question of why do we need to replicate this halacha of tzarich lifrot es achet when he already said that in Perek Aleph. Right, that was our question number, blah, blah, blah. Vasisi kafakach, we already know from halacha aleph that you have to specify the chet. And in fact, look at the Adpshuta, he doesn't acknowledge this question even. He just says, vasisi kafakach, ayin lahalan beiz gimel, shetzarek livro zachet. I think it's a question though. And I'm answering it by saying that if you just had perek aleph, you would think that this is just part of the formulation of the mitzvos vidui. That in the maisa of vidui, you have to specify it. And then you see in Perek Sheni that your tshuva would be lacking if you didn't specify it. Yeah. Okay. We're going to go a little bit over time. Okay. So that set that aside, I'm going to give a completely new answer now. And this new answer is going to focus more on the tshuva without vidui. Okay. So if you looked at the Mor Nevuchim that we did, where he says, what's the reason for vidui? The reason for vidui, according to the Rambam, is you came just in time. The reason for vidui, according to the Rambam, is to reinforce your belief in the efficacy of tshuva, right? That's what he says. He says that in the Mor Nevuchim 3:36, okay, he says that upashuhu ki gam ha teshuva min hakvuta hazo. Tshuva is in this category of mitzvos that are designed to reinforce. It's just klomar, meaning to say min ha hashkafas asher lo tehe sedira mitzvus ishi haTorasim kiim besvirasa, beliefs that are necessary to have a well-ordered Torah society. It's impossible not to sin. Whether because you embraced a wrong view, or because your taiva overwhelmed you, or because of anger. If a person believed that he cannot correct this breach or this breaking, he would persist in his straying. The Shemagam Yosef b'Mirio im lo tiyeh lo etza, and maybe he would even increase his rebellion. About im hasvara b'tshuva yachzor l'muta, but if he has a belief in tshuva, he will return to the good. V'yashuv l'matzav m'sukam b'yoser, and he'll return to a higher level. V'liyoser shalom imashay akodem sheyachta. L'fikach rabu, this is the key line. Rabu hamaasim hamachazkim es hahashkafa hanefona hazo hamu'ilam ma'ot. There are many actions which reinforce this belief, this beneficial belief greatly. Klomer, haviduin, etc. So vidui, the purpose of vidui in the Mor Nevuchim is to reinforce your belief in the efficacy of tshuva. Okay, having said that, then I think the idea is that, this is not my idea, sorry. This is the Kuntres, okay, which we haven't talked about who the Kuntres is yet, but I'll fill you in afterwards. I'm going to try to just read this one paragraph without spoiling the whole shir. Okay, so he explains it here. He says, "V'yesh lomar od shekidei l'kaim es ha-mitzvah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of vidui, tzrichin lomar Havidui davka bekesher l'tshuva b'lev. You need to say the tshuva specifically in connection to a tshuva b'lev, okay? Like doing actual tshuva. Rotzalomar sha'amiris havidui dehi l'lamid shemo ila ha'tshuva sh'b'lev tzricha lios davka b'yachas l'tshuva sh'b'lev sh'alah hi melamedes. In other words, the vidui, which teaches you about the efficacy of tshuva in the heart, needs to specifically be connected to a tshuva in the heart, which it teaches you about. Like if you know, it needs to be in connection to something real. Okay, mipneze, here he's answering our question. Kasav Rambam hilchos tshuva beis gimel diimam or vidui below tshuva shabalev didami l'tovro of sheretz biyado. V'lo kasav shlo asa klum. He doesn't say that if you do vidui without tshuva, then you've done nothing. Okay. Kamosha kasav lagabe tefila below kavana behilchos tefila dalet tesvav, right. There are Rambams where he says if you did this without the requirement, you've done nothing. Here he doesn't say you've done nothing. Ella devidui beli tshuva havi davar ma. Doing vidui without tshuva is something mi'achar de melamed shehashem mekabel tshuva, because that vidui does teach that Hashem accepts tshuva, okay? Ella she'ino yote bo, but you're not yote with it. She'in sham yachas l'tshuva shebelev, because it has no connection to the tshuva belev. So in other words, the maisei vidui has worth, which is to reinforce the belief in tshuva, but you're not yote because it does need to be in connection with the tshuva shebelev. Okay, yeah.
Isn't that the question though, that if you're told to share it, you haven't done anything, so how is that?
You have done something, and that's, he says this elsewhere in the chair, but all you need to, I mean, Rambam says this, you need to let go of the sherets, but you already are, see, if you are standing right here and you let go of the sherets, you don't get tahara. But if you're in the mikvah and you let go of the sherets, I think that's what we said last week, then you get tahara. So we will end today, but what I want to try to do is expand that to, sorry, lifrot esachet, that, and I'll just suggest this right now, but we can work on it more. If vidui is designed to reinforce your belief in tshuva, right, and you're doing vidui on a specific chet, so what is going to reinforce your belief in the tshuva more? Saying a stam vidui where you don't even talk about the chet, or saying a vidui about this particular chet and going into detail? Because remember, the Rambam also says the more you elaborate on the vidui, the greater kiyum in vidui it is. So I think that's what he means. This is consistent, I guess, with the approach I said before, which is that it's the opposite. The step I took before is saying it's a better tshuva if you specify it. Now I'm taking the approach that's saying it's a better vidui if you specify it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not answering the question of what is entirely of what is doing this halakha. Okay, there's still more to do than this. And then just sneak peek for tomorrow. The Rambam seems to be learning this different from the pshat of the Gemara. And I would really like to see how the Rambam gets it from the Gemara. Okay. But that'll be it for today. What?
That spider's been crawling down on the web.
Is it in front of me?
Yeah, it's 2 feet in front of me.
Okay, so I just won't.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.